So I have the pleasure of being accompanied by Ray, who has a very brief memory to share about the experience of living in Bellingham. Ray, first and foremost, thank you for your time. And secondly, what is it? What's a memory you'd like to share?
Well, when my parents got married in the 1930s.
Right.
And at that time, my uncle and aunt moved to Bellingham, to a new house in Bellingham in Meadowview Road.
Okay, not far.
And they tried to persuade my mum and dad to move there as well, but they declined. Mm-hmm. So I was actually brought up near the Elephant and Castle.
Okay.
But we used to come and visit my uncle and aunt quite a lot, and my cousins.
Lovely.
And one of my earliest memories is of coming to visit them, and my cousins took me along to Peter Pan Pool. And there were some other children there who pointed to some fish in the water. And I said, I couldn't see them. So they said, lean forward a bit more and you'll see them. So I leant forward. I said, I still can't see them. So they said, lean forward a little bit more.
Yes.
So I leant forward and splash, fell into the pond. And
amazing. That was,
so that was...
Wow.
That's one of my earliest memories.
How old do you think you were then, Ray?
Probably about four.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty impressive early memory. That's the kind of thing I would do too.
Yes.
I'd really squint to try and find those fish, yes, to be fair. Yes. That's a beautiful memory. Do you have a positive experience of Bellingham? If so, what is the most positive feeling that you get when you think about Bellingham?
Oh, well, now I sing with Lewisham Urban Opera and Lewisham Creative Chorus in the Fellowship. And
amazing.
I look forward to that every week and meeting wonderful friends here.
So you associate it with fellowship and community,
yes,
and arts and creativity.
Yes.
Well, I love that. I love that. That's amazing. Ray, thank you.
Thank you
so much. I'm sorry I won't keep you too long.
Yes,
but
as I said, just a brief memory.
Yeah.
But it stayed with me for a long,
and
best part of 70 years.
Yeah, and today we're acknowledging it from a public point of view. And also it's quite an interesting one because it's such a fond memory in a way where, well, I don't know, I'm sure you got drenched. And
I learned a lot from it.
Yeah, yeah.
I learned not to be quite so gullible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, maybe fond isn't the right word, actually. Maybe it's a bit of a learning curve. But I really appreciate you using it as reference and just the idea that that is something that stayed with you for 70 years. It's so easy to disregard how pivotal our early years and our experiences in our communities have and the effect they have on us as we grow up. But if you had any wisdom, any advice, any knowledge you'd like to just share as a parting point, just in general, doesn't have to be about Bellingham. You seem like a particularly wise person, so I figured maybe even a motto you live your life by. Is there anything you'd like to leave as a parting point to this conversation?
Just live life to the fullest.
I love that.
And yes, take the rough with the smooth, and look back on them all fondly.
Right. Yes. Excellent. Thank you, Ray. Brilliant. Thank you so much.